Dr. Sabir taking an office note on patient Tina Williams, T-I-N-A Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, date of birth 3-8-1977, date of service 2-13-2025. Paragraph, the patient is 47-year-old African-American female. Referred to see me because of a left renal artery aneurysm that was incidentally detected on a CT scan of the abdomen when she went to the emergency room. Pure paragraph. Her past medical history includes the following: one, hypertension for the last 2 years, next, depression / anxiety, next, hyperlipidemia, next, chronic constipation, next, sickle cell trait, next, obesity. Pure paragraph. Past surgical history includes eye surgery for strabismus and C-section. Pure paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Pure paragraph. Social history: patient is engaged, has 2 kids, smoking positive, alcohol positive, 2 pints per week, no drug use. She is a supervisor. Family history: father's history is unknown. Mother has sickle cell disease, anemia, diabetes type 2, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Review of systems reveals occasional headache, heartburn positive, nausea, vomiting positive. She does have musculoskeletal type chest pain and back pain when she moves her shoulder. She has constipation positive, nocturia times 2 at night, occasional straining upon urination. She does have weak urinary strings, incomplete bladder emptying reported. She is perimenopausal, has irregular periods at the current time, and denies any vaginal discharge. No leg swelling or other systems are reviewed and are negative. Immunization: she received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Pure paragraph. Current medications include labetalol, amlodipine, aspirin, Lexapro, lactulose, and simvastatin. Pure paragraph. Investigations available to me include the following: blood pressure in the emergency room was 116 over 107. Hemoglobin 12.3. Platelet count 286. Sodium 137. Potassium 3.4. Chloride 100. Total CO2 28. BUN9. Creatinine 1. Blood sugar 142. Normal liver enzymes. CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast showed a 5 mm calcified left renal intralobar artery aneurysm. Also, fatty liver is identified and diverticulosis positive, no diverticulitis. Period paragraph. Assessment and plan. One, hypertension uncontrolled at the current time. It's very important to control her blood pressure given her left renal artery aneurysm. We're going to taper labetalol to discontinue, change amlodipine to 10 mg at bedtime, and add olmesartan 20 mg in AM. And check her blood pressure, home blood pressure log over the next 2 weeks, and adjust medications accordingly. Period. Next, diagnosis: fatty liver. Patient was advised to lose 10% of her current body weight and to lay off alcohol. Period. Paragraph. Next, depression / anxiety continue. Lexapro. Next, hyperlipidemia continue. Statins for now. Next, chronic constipation, most likely contributing to her recurrent urinary tract infection. We're going to get a UA with culture again. Patient was advised to address her constipation with the bowel regimen. Pure paragraph. Next, morbid obesity. Patient was advised to lose weight to help her situation. Pure paragraph. Patient is going to come back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup and for further recommendations and the report text.